He said, forgetting the things which are behind and pressing forth to the things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Think about it.
Good evening or afternoon, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in to WSIP right here in Paintsville, to Bluegrass in the Highlands. We've got a big show lined out today. Dave's not here. He had some things going on, so I've got Keith Patrick and Tom Cochran in here.
Thank you for having us, Jim.
Well, you're welcome. Glad that you fellas are here. And before we get started, we've got a donate to where they're going to have a blood donation for Willie Owens, and I'm going to let Keith, he's got the flyer in front of him, kind of let everybody know when and what you can do to participate in it.
Good afternoon out there, everyone. If some of y'all aren't familiar, Willie Owens, who on June 16th sustained second and third degree burns over 50% of his body from a riding lawnmower accident. It overturned and tragically caught fire. He has been a patient in the burn intensive care unit ever since at Cabell Huntington. During that time, he's had to have both of his legs and his left hand amputated, and he's also received multiple life-saving blood transfusions. This blood drive is in response to the continuing offers of help and to pay forward the gift of life that the American Red Cross has provided to help Willie during his time of much great need. The blood drive will be happening here in the Paintsville community at the Highland Church of Christ. It is located on 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville, Kentucky. They will be set up behind the church in the Family Life Center, the building directly behind the Highland Church of Christ. The date on that is August 15th, so that will be Wednesday of this week. And the blood drive will happen from 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock, so it'll be most of the evening. What they recommend is to call ahead at 1-800-RED-CROSS, and that's 1-800-733-2767, or visit theredcrossblood.org in order to schedule an appointment. And they said if you can call ahead or get online in order to schedule, they would kind of keep from having to wait a while, and it would kind of keep things flowing a little bit better. Also this morning at church, I think during the blood drive, the church is going to try to provide maybe some food, some hot dogs for the people there that may be having to wait a while, and some drinks as well. So the church is going to help out with that. And once again, anybody that is free or available on Wednesday, August 15th, come and donate blood. And once again, that's in honor of Willie Owens.
All right. And we'd like to ask everybody that can to come out, and let's see what we can do and just show that the community pulls together and a tragic like what's went on with Willie. And we're still praying for him, and we'd like to ask our listeners out there to continue to keep him in your prayer. And we got Tom over here. Tom, what can you just want to hit a few high notes about tell us how school started.
But I tell you what, it's my 20th year, and I don't want to jinx anything, but it was a very, very good start. Had four full days of school this year. Seemed like all the students were ready to be back. Teachers were excited. All the staff was excited. And I just want to take a minute to say that I really appreciate everybody, their efforts in getting back to school and having such a great and smooth start.
That is great. I mean, it's a team effort all the way around from the parents to the teachers.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, we're going to play a little bit of music, then we kind of get in a little bit more about what's going on.
Sure.
And here's a song about drinking from a saucer.
Better than I saw. serve, 'cause my cup has overflowed. I haven't got a lot of riches, sometimes the going gets tough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. I remember times when things went wrong, and my faith grew somewhat wrong. The dark clouds broke, and the sun peeped through again. So Lord, help me not to grumble, 'cause out the tough roads I have hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. If I should go on living when the way grows steep and rough, I'll not ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy to help another bear his load. I'll keep drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu has breakfast, which means you can get the sausage burrito for $1, a sausage McGriddles for $2, and the sausage McMuffin with egg for $3. Or, as Jill likes to call it, the
I burnt the toast, set off the smoke detector, and filled the apartment with smoke meal.
More like the I can't believe you did that again meal.
Build whatever breakfast you want with McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on their tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
There's a word from some of our sponsors, Tom.
Yes, sir. Very good group of sponsors.
It sure is. Fannin's, I mean, I'm sure they do a whole lot of work for, you know, they do a lot for commercial, but not a lot of people don't realize residential.
Sure, they do. They do. And we, you know, I try to tie everything to the school system. We've got actually one of the main men there is one of our school men, very good school man. Been there 20 years. Had an impact on a whole lot of kids, especially at Porter Elementary.
Absolutely. And want to remind everybody, when you're needing, you know, your units checked or filters changed or whatever, get a hold of Fannin's right here in Paintsville. And they can take care of you. And we want you to remember Jones and Preston's. We all have either dealt with them or we're going to throughout our lifetime. And they are just a local group of people up there, Tom and Keith, that when you go in to visit with them, I'm sure you know one of the employees that works there. Because
sure.
they're local. And James Preston's been in for so long that he knows, you know, what everybody needs. And he tries to keep up the time, so we want to remind everybody to remember Jones and Preston's. And when you need got that need, just give them a call. And McDonald's.
Sure. Why are you pointing at me when you talk about McDonald's?
I don't know.
You think I look like I like a Big Mac?
I know.
Yeah.
I know when I'm over getting my coffee, I see you go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, that's right. From time to time, you do.
But, you know, Bob and Tom have done so much for the communities. And, you know, they help the school system the whole lot. And we just like to encourage everyone that, you know, when ball season's starting up right now.
Sure.
And a lot of people won't have time to go home. And they've got where you can get combos over there and just different kinds of varieties where you can, you know, probably feed the whole family.
Well, sure. We have I'll talk about it a little bit later, a whole lot of activities, especially at the high school that already started or and it'll be going on this week. So it's the easy walk from right there over to the to the football and soccer field or the basketball gym where the volleyball will be playing.
Absolutely.
Just really convenient.
So we just want to remind everybody to remember McDonald's when you want a quick meal and don't have time to get home to get it. All right, Tom, kind of go right on in what you're talking about, what's going on.
Well, as I said, we started last week, but we're already ready to get off and running. We're supposed to have a football scrimmage last night against Huntington High, and there was something happened with Huntington High. I'm not sure if they were unable to get down here to play, so they rescheduled that for tomorrow night. So the high school team will be scrimmaging Huntington High at 7:30 right there at John Central High School.
This is Monday night,
yes. And also, football team will be then traveling to Beachwood on Friday for their last scrimmage. And Beachwood's a top-tier team, so it'll be a good scrimmage. And then volleyball.
Good game right there.
Yeah, sure should be. And then volleyball will be playing. They have several games this week. They play at home Monday night against East Ridge, Thursday night against Wolf County, and then they're in the Bulldog Bash on Saturday. So we wish your volleyball team good luck.
Absolutely.
Soccer, boys and girls soccer will be playing this week. I think both of them have a home game on Tuesday against Morgan County. And then boys soccer will be going to Lawrence County on Wednesday. Golf, boys golf will be having a tournament on Saturday of this week. Then also our elementaries will be kicking off their preseason girls basketball and football both this week and weekend. On Wednesday night, the girls basketball will be having a panorama, and that will be held at John Central High School as well. And that will start somewhere around 5 o'clock, I believe, 4:30 or 5. So I'd like to invite everybody to come out and support all five of our teams will be playing there. And then on Friday night, the football teams will be having a preseason Gridorama. And that'll be at John Central High School. At Highland Elementary.
Highland Elementary.
Friday evening. So a whole lot of things going on early in the season or early in the school year, but that's the way we like to do it. We like to provide opportunities for our kids, get them out and get them involved and give them something to do. And so I'd like to have all the community come out and support every one of our kids.
You can tell when school starts up. Through the summer, it's like, what do we do with our time? But now, you're
plenty
rested
to do
up.
Now.
There's plenty to do
right
now.
I was thinking when the fall sports season usually starts, it's pretty busy. It's jam-packed with a lot of different opportunities and a lot of different sports for our kids to participate in.
The toughest part about being an adult is which one do you go to?
If you've got more than one kid,
yeah,
also.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It's like this until like the first year until the high school basketball season's over and slows down.
It's pretty full schedule.
Yep. That's true. But we're going to play us another song, then we'll get back into what some more stuff will be going on here in the school system. Here's Rocky Top.
Looking for shines deep. The strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top. I reckon they never will. Oh, Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, oh, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Oh, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
A good song, Rocky Top. We've got another song here we're wanting to send out. It's by Dave Evans, and it's One Loaf of Bread, and we're wanting to send that out to Jack and Doshie Clemens.
Outside of town, where I found it.
to our hearts. Without saying a word, you can line up the door. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's been said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need. Catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing.
Larb was a good song, but it was written by Keith Whitley, wasn't it, Tom? We was talking about that earlier.
I believe it was.
And it's been sung by a lot of people since.
Yes, but now, that's a very good song from, he's just right down the road.
Yes, and hit Suntown Emporia that Legacy would have been right now.
Yes, absolutely.
But that was just a good song by Keith Whitley, and we wanted to play for everybody. Hey, Tom, when you hear 789-1111, what does that take?
Well, that tells me that if I'm calling that number, I'm needing a lawyer.
Absolutely. That's a number we want everybody just keep in your mind out there, and that's Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher right here in Paintsville, Kentucky. And they're young loggers, and they do a lot for the school system, don't they?
They do.
They participate. I know last year there was one of them, Adam and Brett, coached one, helped coach at Porter, another in Highland. But
they did, and I wouldn't doubt if Kim wasn't maybe team mom or helped out a little
absolutely
bit with the organization, and I know they helped with summer ball.
Absolutely. So we want to remind everyone that, you know, they're a young group of lawyers right here in Paintsville, and it's Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, and just keep that number in your mind, 789-1111. And when you're right now, you know, the season's coming up. I know that out there at Phillips, people's going to be needing chainsaws here before long, getting firewood ready, and the big stoves they've got out there. And we want you to remember Phillips with their heating and cooling and their fishing hole out there.
I tell you what, I was going to say that I went out there and bought 5 dozen minnows off of them yesterday. And they're a good size of minnows. Some of the minnows, I hate to say this, were bigger than some of the fish I caught.
So well, that may be where we need to get some type of fish fry with it.
I should have took my pole in there, I think. Oh, it was, had good minnows, had a good time.
Well, good.
Did a little crappie fishing.
So. Well, they've got any kind of baits out there. They've got artificial, live bait, and most of their artificial bait is from Bass Pro, and that's top of the line business that's, you know, sells a lot of good fishing and tackle. And right now, the time your people are going to be looking for, you know, certain kind of seeds to get ready to, for the fall, like mustard and turnips and all that. So we'll stop and see Phillips on that. And you can pay 500 bills out there. That's hard to believe, one place. To walk in and up to 500 bills you can pay at one time. That not all 500 at one time, but
I tell you what, sound me like you have a whole lot of bills.
Sound me like I need to call 1-789-1111. But anyhow, just you can go out there, and if your bills due that day and you pay it out there, you don't have to pay late charges.
That's good.
So remember, it's a real good service. So remember, Phillips Heat and Hardware out there, and the number's 297-3456. Now, Keith, what do you got to share with us?
I have a couple of church announcements from the church bulletin here. We have a couple birthdays and anniversaries. We have a wish a happy birthday this week on August 13th to Gaylene Morrow. Some anniversaries on the 13th are Marcus and Sarah Hudson. On the 14th, Jim and Cindy Brown. And also on the 14th is Aaron and Boo Ward. Also coming up at church for Little Light Academy. This was rescheduled, so this is a new date. Little Light Academy will be having an open house on Thursday, August the 16th, and that will take place at 6:30 p.m. And Little Light Academy is in the Life Center there behind the church. And also from the church bulletin today, kind of going along with some things we talked about school-related, there was a brief little thing in there that kind of talked about school, and it says, as summer moves towards fall, our children prepare to continue their educations. Some of them will be going to a preschool, some to an elementary school for the first time, some to a new middle school or high school. Some will be staying at home and learning directly from their families, and some of them will also be leaving their homes completely and going off to college. It goes on to talk about, and it says, education is important, and it is something we should all value. And it goes on to talk about the Bible speaking to us about the importance of education. And I won't really go into more detail about that, but I thought that was pretty good stuff in our church bulletin, our church message here today.
Absolutely. That, you know, when especially your smaller kids in the smaller grades, like grade two, that is kind of, a shock in the way to leave home, your parents, for the first time.
Sure it is. It's sometimes can be a traumatic experience for our kids. And I, all the years, you know, I've been in elementary schools many years, and that first day of kindergarten is a very hard day for students, but it's also a very hard day for parents, especially their kids not being anywhere else. It's a big change for their kids. So there's a whole lot of tears shed on that day, and I hope that everyone remembers that we're all human. You know, those parents who are
absolutely
letting their kids go for the first time, those little fellas who are going to school for the first time, and all of our kids. And truly all of our staff, all of our teachers, all of our bus drivers, all of our cooks, we're all human. And we all make mistakes, and we all do things wrong.
Absolutely.
And I want to ask everybody to be patient with everybody, and understand that we're not perfect.
Absolutely.
None of us
not.
Are.
No way.
You know, if you have if somebody hurts your feelings, or you have an issue with something somebody says or does, go to that person. And don't talk about them. Talk to them.
Absolutely. Get more done that way.
That is my got on my life soapbox there for a little bit. That's education. That's world too.
And absolutely.
It's hard. It's
and
hard
didn't cost a dime either, did it?
No, but it's free. Next one costs you though.
But you know, it's like we was talking earlier, when it comes to the school system like that, especially the smaller kids, it's a team effort.
Absolutely.
If they ride the bus driver has to kind of work with them to get them to school. Then it, you know, throughout the day, you just have to kind of work with them and just help them to adjust and let them know they're in a safe place.
Every person that they come across has an impact on our kids.
Absolutely.
And
good
every,
or bad, it's going to impact.
That's exactly right. So why not make it good?
That's true,
Tom. We all are very important. Everybody that works in school system has such an important role. And I respect every person that works in the school system. I'm so thankful that we have the people we
absolutely
have working with our kids.
Absolutely. Place. Well, you look at the academics over here every year, that Central.
Sure,
that says a whole lot right there from the grade school right on
all
up.
All the way up, absolutely.
To reach that point.
Yep.
And what else?
We also have a couple things going on that are left out a minute ago.
All right, go ahead.
Our girls' soccer team actually be playing, had a little change in schedule, and they'll be playing tomorrow night, traveling to East Carter. So that's a soccer game tomorrow night. And then our Johnson County Middle School girls basketball team will be playing home tomorrow night as well. So if you're bored, get out and support our kids.
There's
a whole lot
to do
going on. Yes,
absolutely, and I'll guarantee they enjoy it once they get there.
Sure, there's not anything more fun. But keep in mind too, what we're watching there, it don't matter if they're in elementary school or if they're in high school, they're kids.
Absolutely,
you know. So let's support them and let's love them and let's help them grow and develop in what we want them to be.
That's true. That's true.
And I want to add one thing there real quick. Also, going back to what was said at church this morning, you know, for all those kids, no matter if they're in school or going away to college, or the adults, the parents, everybody, you know, everyone out there listening, you know, the prayers and the power in prayer to once again watch over and protect and keep all those individuals safe, that's much needed and much appreciated by everyone out there to pray for all those and keep those safe as they go to school or go away from their families for the first time coming up here, either in the past week or moving forward in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And say something even further. We ask anyone that we'll keep the entire school system in your prayers, all of our schools in Johnson County and in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, across the nation.
Absolutely.
We keep everyone safe and all the learning that possible can take place throughout the year.
It's changed a whole lot since about 30, 40 years ago.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't in school.
I was.
I was in there 30 years ago.
I can tell you it's changed a whole lot.
Yeah, it has.
I remember,
yeah.
You know, your
I wasn't
dad
even
was,
born yet.
Yeah. No, but your dad, TJ, was my ag teacher.
Sure.
And boy, I thought the world of him. He's a good teacher.
Well, I appreciate that. I learned a whole lot of things from him.
I'd say you did, because he knowed a whole lot. We've got a song here we're wanting to send out. It's Mother's Prayer by Ralph Stanley, and it's in memory of Diane Pennington and Janet Maggard.
No,
Gene and Sue Maggard.
And it goes out to Gene and Sue Maggard.
And it goes out to Gene and Sue Maggard also. So here it is, Mother's Prayer by Ralph Stanley.
Mama would pray at night by her bedside. She'd call out to Jesus in a voice so sincere. Watch over my children and show them your mercy. Don't let them be lost in this whole world down here. Then I had a dream.
Jesus. So the book of life and my name was in there. Lord, I've done so much wrong, and I don't deserve mercy. Said there's something about your mother's pride. Precious and diamond, a mother's prayer, more precious than gold. There's nothing on earth that could compare. I can still see her kneeling there. Thank God for the power of a mother's prayer. For the power of a mother's prayer.
That was a good song by Ralph Stanley, Mother's Prayer. I think we all could use that.
Absolutely.
The Mother's Prayer. We want to remind everybody, one of our sponsors out here is Conley Tire. And go out and visit Chris and Wallace. They've got top-of-the-line front-end alignment out there, and they any kind of tire you're looking for, they can get it for you. They've got the oil changes. They've got a nice waiting room out there while you're sitting, big screen TV, so it's real comfortable for you. But when you need tires or something, and when Chris quotes you a price, like Dave always tells you, whatever the price is, it's what you pay. You don't have to be surprised by add-on or anything like that, but you pay that one price, and they sell the Interstate batteries. So just keep the Conley Tire in your mind, and the number out there is 297-2424. And you've got Ritz Auto Sales there, Keith.
Yep, another one of the sponsors is Ritz Auto Sales, located at 503 Broadway Street here in Paintsville, known as the Old Jerry Brown Lot. The phone number to reach them out there is 789-4103, and they usually have about 40 to 50 cars, trucks, SUVs on the lot. Their hours are from 9 to 5 on Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays they're in until 3 o'clock. They also have financing available and warranties up to 4 years. If you can't get through during normal business hours, just try to give them a call, and they'll try to make arrangements to meet you down there at Ritz Auto Sales. And once again, their selection seems to be ever-changing. I drove by there the other day, and they seem to have some nice trucks and SUVs sitting out
they
there
do.
On the lot.
So remember, Ritz Auto Sales over here. And we want to remind everybody about the blood, donate blood drive coming up for Willie Owens. And I'll, Keith, go ahead and mention that to them again.
All right. For those listeners out there that may have tuned in a little bit, a couple minutes late, mentioned earlier to start the show, I won't go back over everything, but Willie Owens suffered some pretty severe burns from a lawnmower incident back on June the 16th. And coming up this week, there is going to be a blood drive in honor of Willie Owens. That blood drive is going to take place at the Highland Church of Christ at the Family Life Center. And the Life Center is located directly behind the church. That location is 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville, Kentucky. And the date is going to be August the 15th, and that's on Wednesday. And the time of the blood drive is going to be from noon, 12 p.m. until 6 p.m. And as I mentioned earlier, if you want to, call ahead at 1-800-733-2767 or go online at redcrossblood.org. And try to schedule an appointment. That way, maybe the wait won't be as long. But if you're not able to call or not able to schedule online, it's still okay just to show up on Wednesday between 12 and 6. And I'm sure they'll try to work you in order to donate blood. And once again, that's in honor of Willie Owens.
I think that's a real good thing that they're doing there.
Absolutely.
And Willie's a lifelong resident of Johnson County.
He sure is.
Excellent family. He's an excellent man. He graduated Johnson Central High School, worked right here.
He did. Here at WSIP.
And I just think that's an awesome idea. And I'll be over there giving.
We're planning on it too.
I encourage everyone who's listening to not only give, if you can, but yeah. pass the word around to everybody you know.
See how big a crowd we can get over there. So this is, like you said, Tom, it's for a real, real good cause.
Yeah, well, and the thing about it, you know, we're all one accident or one incident away.
Absolutely.
From needing blood, and let's give it what we can.
Absolutely. That's true. Have you got anything else you want to go over?
No, just a couple of things. I want to remind everyone and invite everyone to our Board of Education meetings. They're held the fourth Monday of every month, and we are rotating those through all of our elementary schools. This month will be, though, in the basement of the Board of Education building, the fourth Monday, which is the 27th of August, and that'll begin at 5 o'clock. They always all begin at 5 o'clock p.m.
Whether it's in the
school
that's at
board office. Okay. Yes, and we've been having them at schools so that we can try to show everyone all the great things that's going on in Johnson County schools.
Well, that gets the communities involved.
Sure, and also I've gone over a whole lot of activities, extracurriculars that will be going on starting this week. We probably can't mention everything, but one thing I will say, if you're out there listening and you want to know what's going on extracurricular-wise, we have them all posted on our district calendar. So you can go to the Johnson County homepage, and that's at www.johnson.kyschools.us. Click on Parents on the Parent tab and click District Calendar, and you can see everything that's upcoming, all the after-school events.
That is a good thing to have on there, Tom.
Sure, and I just happened to got a good friend of mine, actually a school administrator, Sean Hall, who's Johnson County Middle School Assistant Principal, mm-hmm. also high school baseball coach.
I know Sean.
An excellent school man, excellent administrator, excellent
Absolutely.
Coach. Absolutely. And above that, though, he's an excellent man, so I want to send out a thanks for listening to Mr. Hall, and I don't know if we got another song. If we do, we'll send it out to him.
We're going
to
send it out to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yep.
We would have sent out Man of Constant Sorrow, but it's already played for the day, I think.
No, that's going to be the last.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
good song. I tell you what, we've had a good time today, Tom.
Absolutely. It's always a good time.
It is a good time. Anytime you can talk about the school system and let people know what's going on, because that is the top resource we've got in this area is
our
kids.
Sure, absolutely. We are charged with educating them, and that's our duty and our privilege to be able to do that.
And when they do good and prosper, it makes you feel good. Feel like you have done accomplished something.
Well,
and there's a dog.
Paul Wayne is getting attacked by the dog.
He sure is. We got a rabbit race going right here, don't we?
You never know what
will happen. Oh, no, you don't. We'll bring our gun next time.
I'll get one.
But, yeah, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We've had a good time today. Got a lot of information. We definitely want people to remember the blood drive Wednesday night with Willie Owens. And we're going to go out with a good song by the
Soggy Mountain Boys.
Now, you just want to send that to who?
That's all right. I'll not dedicate that to anybody. It's a man that causes sorrow.
That should have fit every man out there, should it?
No. Every man's blessed.
Absolutely. By a good woman.
I know I am
with Teresa. I hope she's listening. But here we go. We want to just remind everybody that sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always remember, put the Lord Jesus Christ
first in your life.
And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And Tom, Keith, thanks for filling in for today.
Have a good week.
All right, you too. See you.
Where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and always think I'm just a stranger. My face you never see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.